Hello, I am happy to talk at FOSDEM 2021 online conference on our Postgres meeting. And today I will talk about what to do to speed up the JSONB. So the quick summary for those who are, has not much time. JSONB is very popular and is constantly developing. I refer here to two recent talks about JSONB roadmap. The latest was at Postgres Build. You can download and see more background of this talk. It is clear that we need to improve the performance of JSONB. We want to investigate and optimize access to keys, metadata, for non-toasted and toasted JSONB. We consider we want to optimize mostly very popular pattern of using JSONB in Postgres. And you have a comparatively small metadata and some big long keys. And we want to optimize access to the metadata, which is mostly often required. And we demonstrate step by step how we could improve the performance of JSONB. So we can get significant speed up, orders of magnitude. Here is the links to our repositories for JSONB partial decompression and JSONB partial detoast. Also, you can download slides and video, this records. Contact our contacts. So if you want to collaborate with us, help us in this project, you are welcome. So let's consider a synthetic test to get some motivation for our work, optimization work. So table consists 100 JSONB of different sizes, from 100 bytes to 10 megabytes, which compressed to 20 kilobytes. And here's how we have JSON's B looks like, comparatively small meta K1, K2, K4, and K5. In the middle, there is a very long K3, which changed its size, different size in the row. So the maximum is 10 megabytes. And we measure execution time of row operator for each row by repeating 100,000 times in the query. The query is this. We measure not access time, read time, but just time of a row operator. Here is the result for this synthetic test. And we see from the left side and the right side, left is a master. And the right side is what we get the improvements. Left side is execution time. Versus row JSONB size, and right is how many blocks read by a row operator. So we see the dashed line, it's a 2 kilobytes is a limit for inline rows, and slightly more than 100 kilobytes is a limit for compressed inline rows. And we see that we see the three areas. The first one is area for inline rows. And we see that performance of for different keys are the same because there is no decompression. You don't need to read additional blocks from toast. Yes. And the second is linear, a bit linear. So we see that this is also inline stored, but after compression. And the limit is 100, slightly more than 100 kilobytes. And then you see this toasted rows. And the difference between performance execution time can be like a three orders of magnitude. So if you have a long long keys, long JSONB, access time can be very big, very big. And blocks read, we see that for